News Radio KFBK.
Well, Sacramento's two candidates for mayor met in their first forum last night. Angelique Ashby says it was a good chance for people to see where she and Daryl Steinberg are similar and where they are different.
It was a good opportunity, I think, for the business community to size us up as business candidates and how we would build an economic base in Sacramento and or keep going with what we've been doing.
So Daryl Steinberg complimented the job Ashby has done on the council while still touting his accomplishments through his time in the state Senate.
I approach this with a lot of enthusiasm, and I think that's infectious. And I think our city is poised for the next level of its economic renaissance. We need to spread that, including the downtown. Town, but to other parts of our city.
Now, we would love to tell you from our vantage point of what it was like to watch that forum, that kind of discussion about the topics important to you and me and Dan, but we weren't invited.
Nope.
No, we had to say, hey, can we, oh, no, go home?
Next time,
okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, the media wasn't invited, actually, but there is a reason for it. Peter Tatishi is the CEO of the Metro Chamber of Commerce. We're just giving you a bad time, Peter. Thanks for coming in with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I asked Peter off air, you know, if they had a chance to poll the people there last night to kind of get their impressions, and he said, we're going to be reaching out to them today. So I'm asking you, what did you think about Angelique Ashby's performance, Daryl Steinberg's performance? What did you think?
You know, I thought they actually did a really great job starting the conversation with the business community. Obviously, last night it was our first opportunity to have both candidates in the same room with a great facilitator. We had Kevin Riggs come in and have the conversation with them. And in truth, they really were able to talk to the business community about their concerns and about the opportunities and solutions they want to present for future economic growth and development in the region.
I'm curious, how comfortable did both of them see to be around one another, too, on and off stage? And we're asking now, got to be truthful on this.
Now, in truth, you know what? You can really see that they have there's a healthy competition. They definitely, during the coin toss, wanted to win. But at the same time, you know, they have a great level of respect. And I do think that's genuine for both of them. They recognize that they have records of success, whether it's at the state legislature and the city council or as a mayor pro tem and a council member for District 1. So I think there is a great level of respect between the two of them. But there is a desire, and you can even hear it in the way that they talk to each other in this forum, that there is a difference between the two, and they want to make sure that that the people know that there's a difference between the two candidates.
This is going to be a good race. This is definitely going to be a good race, and I think that folks who are going to vote on this should really pay attention to what the candidates are saying. I'm curious if the sports and entertainment complex was addressed last night with regard to the traffic problems it's going to present and how we're going to alleviate that for people coming into Kings games and the other venues.
So we didn't get to hear their answers specifically on that. We talked about both issues. We talked about the entertainment sports complex, their engagement on that. And both Angelique Ashby and Daryl Steinberg have been critical in making sure that venue is being built as it is. And we asked some questions on transit, but they didn't connect the two. And so I think that's on us.
Well, what were their answers on transit then?
Transit, they both agreed that transit is not functional in Sacramento, and that it has to be a regional system that really makes sure that we're moving people more effectively and efficiently, that it has to be safer, and it has to be something that people want to ride and utilize, and that we have to expand it so that those living downtown have more access points as well as those living outside of downtown.
So it has to be your big concern.
It's a huge concern for the chamber in the sense of we need infrastructure development, and we need to be able to move people more effectively in our region. So it's why the question was asked.